A delegation from Shishmaref is visiting Congress to explain how their world is changing. Shishmaref Native Corporation President Tony Weiwana told lawmakers at a climate task force meeting the village used to have so much beach they played baseball on it. Now, with the water level rising and the island eroding, they don't have enough shore to dig clams. 17-year-old Deborah Hirsrud says Shishmaref is changing faster than she can grow up.
I remember one afternoon my mom came to get me from my grandparents' house. As a result from the storm, the back of our house and the back of our stairs were dangling over the cliff in the ocean. It was scary. We had to immediately move all our things out of the house, and we went to go stay with my grandparents. And later that year, we moved away.
The family was gone for 8 years. When they came back, Deborah found a smaller island with favorite places for egg collecting and duck hunting had eroded away.
It really does scare me. One day, Shishmaref just won't be there. This is where I grew up, and this is where my grandparents grew up, and where my grandparents' parents grew up. And one day, I hope to come back to Shishmaref after college, but I don't know if it'll be there.
Eileen Cole, a spokeswoman for ACT on Climate Change, says the coalition sponsored the trip to show Washington the tangible harm climate change is already bringing to Americans. The group is scheduled to meet with White House, EPA, and Interior officials. Only a handful of House members attended the meeting on Capitol Hill today, and all of them are already sympathetic to the cause.